Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Josh, April, and Larry. And on today's episode, you will have COVID Therapy 5? Is the worst.
He's the most
obviously Larry is controlling the music.
He's the most science teachery looking rock star.
He does look like a science teacher, like a seventh grade. Elementary kids, but also doesn't want to deal with the bullshit of high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just go to the middle ground.
Yep.
So we're all here. This is great. Except for somebody. Somebody's missing.
Yep.
Ryan is doing something. We don't know what, nothing. But he's doing it.
My theory is he's doing absolutely nothing right now.
Oh, my God.
We are recording from home because COVID-19 is a thing, and it's hitting closer to home than ever. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Ryan's not here, and that's okay. We're going to carry on with the show. That's why we're doing COVID therapy with us three. Mm-hmm. Now, for any of you that have listened to our COVID episodes, we don't necessarily do any conspiracies. So if you don't want to hear what we have to do, it's probably going to be fun. You should probably stay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just come back next week. Maybe Ryan will come back next week.
We can only hope.
Can't promise.
You're right.
We can only hope.
As the head muckety muck of Beer City Media, I think I got to have a little discussion with him.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, that's never good. You don't want to piss off the boss.
No. I might pay you.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Wait, we're getting paid?
Wait exactly. A second. I didn't know we're doing free labor.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what we are going to do is we're gonna have a couple little fun games or something here.
Yeah, each of us grabbed something to do.
Yeah,
and it's up to.
And I think it's only best that we start off with Larry.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I got something from ConversationStartersWorld.com here.
Oh.
And it says 350 questions to ask. I'm not going to ask 350 questions, but I'm going to scroll through them. If they interest me, I'm going to ask you guys some questions.
Okay.
Number one is, what weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
Weird food combinations. Can you yell at your dog?
Yeah. Hey, dogs.
Dog. Okay, that's a weird food combination.
Food and hey dog, hay and dogs.
Yeah.
Sounds stringy.
No, my personal weird food combination that I have to, like, I feel like I always bring this up, but it's because it's so good, is peanut butter toast with SpaghettiOs on top.
Not the first person I've heard that from, but yeah, that is definitely really? Not one I hear. Yeah, I know one other person. So it's not like a lot, but
it is delicious.
Let's see. My weird food combination You know what comes to mind? Mm-hmm. I think first for me is my hot dogs.
Yeah.
Because I like to put barbecue sauce on my hot dogs and then French's fried onions.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I've seen you make some weird, like, we have nothing in the house food combinations.
It's like ramen noodles with random meat.
Didn't you one time put, like, a banana on a hot dog bun and, like, put peanut butter on it or something? There's something like that that you did.
Yeah, it's like a Elvis sandwich hot dog.
Yes.
Okay. For me, the one that pops into my head is vanilla yogurt with spicy peanuts.
Really?
I do that for lunch a lot. I'll just throw a bunch of spicy peanuts into some vanilla yogurt.
I'll have to try that.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Sweet and spicy. It's really good.
Nice.
Another question here is, what food have you ever never eaten but would really like to try?
What food?
For me, it'd be lobster. I've never had lobster. Really? And here's the thing. I don't think I'd like it, but I still want to try it.
Yeah, I get that. For me, I've had it, and I prefer crab legs over lobster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, I feel like that's a lot of seafood for me, because I like scallops are another one, because I feel like I see them all the time on Food Network.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're prepared right.
Right. Yeah,
it's like 2 minutes like each side, and they're done. Yep.
You know what I really want to try is that that Japanese beef.
Kobe?
Wagyu?
Wagyu.
As you throw the wrapper in the basket, you yell, Kobe!
Yep.
Yeah, no, I want to try the Wagyu
beef. Oh, yeah, super expensive Japanese Wagyu beef.
I feel like that would be delicious.
Oh, yeah. I just watched, oh my God, it was so too much, but I loved every minute of it. I watched a video on Facebook of someone dry aging a steak in butter.
Yes, I saw a video like that too.
And like, they literally took the steak, they sliced the steak, and they like built a butter house around it. And just left it like that, and put it like that, and then I believe it was they sous vide it.
Oh
my Jesus!
They threw it in an immersion circulator.
Just fucking pink the whole way through. Oh,
yep. And then seared the
shit out of it. Ugh,
yep. Yum. In the butter that had melted.
Oh, mama.
Around it in the immersion circulator.
Oh, you're speaking the language.
Not everything about this sounds like heaven.
I know.
I would like to. I've never had this, and it wouldn't be difficult for me to go out and try, but I just haven't done it yet, and that's crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crawfish is something else that, like, it's hit or miss. I feel like the only way you can really have good crawfish is if you're in, like, Louisiana.
Yeah. Yep. Welcome to the cat show.
Yeah, no kidding.
I see, like, that's the thing with, especially with shellfish and stuff like that. Like, maybe I'm just not southern enough, but that feels like a lot of work to me. Like, I have to, like, pull it apart, suck the head out, suck the fucking legs out. I gotta get my hammer and my pick to, like, get into my crab.
I get it.
If I have a burger, it's a burger, and it's there, and I eat it. Like, true. I don't like to work for my food.
A good burger is hard to beat.
It's kind of like eating shrimp. Like, if there was any more work, like, I like to just toss it in my mouth. I don't like to, like, have to, oh man, there's the shell. Don't want to eat that. Yep. Like, or the tail.
I consider the shell a governor, or else I'd be shoving that shit in my face so fast.
Exactly.
True.
I was just telling Meg's April.
Hanging out of my mouth.
Yep.
We actually had jambalaya for dinner. And that's the one thing I'm like, man, I love shrimp. Like, in the past couple of years, I've discovered how much I love shrimp. Mm-hmm. And I've only had it twice this year because of COVID.
Yep.
And it sucks because I would kill for some, like.
Yep. Because if he wants shrimp, it's not in my house. I don't cook shrimp. I don't do shrimpies.
I want coconut shrimp.
I feel like I'm not good at cooking shrimp. I don't, because we don't do seafood very often. I mean, I know they're not easy to, or they're not hard to cook.
They're not. It doesn't take very long. It takes 4 minutes, you know, to cook a shrimp.
Right.
I don't know. I've never had never had a shrimp that I liked.
Not even shrimp
cocktail? They're too rubbery.
Okay.
It's the texture for me. It feels like I'm chewing on like rubber pencil eraser.
That's how I feel with mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. But the thing is mushrooms can still be good, but 9 times out of 10, it's like, it's just that texture that's hard to get past that.
Here's a good, interesting question. What's something you really resent paying for?
Something I've resented paying for? For me, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, oddly enough, a Xbox. Because I bought the Xbox One S about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Played it for a while. And I'm like, this is awesome. And turned around and sold it because it just started collecting dust. I'm like, well, I play on PlayStation more anyways. But then I turn around and like, it was like 8 months ago, I bought an Xbox One X. Because I'm like, okay, this time I'm going to play. And I even like made it an effort, like put a couple $100 in, buying extra games that I wanted to play.
And that I thank you for that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I have a couple of these exclusives. I'll play these, and then these other games. I'm like, I could have bought it for PlayStation, but I'm gonna play it on here. This is it. And it was hot and heavy for about a month, month and a half, and then it just started collecting dust.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny because we got a Switch, and then you traded in the Switch for the Xbox.
That's right.
And then you traded in the Xbox for a Switch.
The old Switch and Switch.
The Switch and Switch.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'll fight you for my Switch.
You can't get rid of
my Switch.
Yeah. If one thing I've discovered is that I'm a PlayStation person through and through, and it's nothing. I just like the controller more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weird as that is, that's the only defining.
The controller and like the layout, the menu settings and stuff like that.
Personal preference, right?
Yeah,
right. I have nothing against Xbox. They're a very fine company, and Microsoft is rather, and their controllers are fine. I just like PlayStation controllers more.
Mm-hmm. April,
something I resent having to pay for or have paid for: fucking car insurance, man. Car insurance pisses me off because, like, man, it's Michigan. Car insurance is stupid expensive,
and like insurance
exactly. And Josh drives literally a half a mile to work every day, and I'm paying through the nose for car insurance, despite the fact that neither of us have anything on our record.
Right. And whenever when I had my PT Cruiser, I was like, hey, we have this crack on our windshield. We want to get the windshield replaced. You know, I've never had to use car insurance literally for anything. No towing, no nothing. And I was like, how much is it going to be to put this new windshield in? And it was like $500.
Wow.
I'm like, why the fuck am I paying for car insurance?
I'm paying an absurd, obscene amount of money for car insurance that's like bottom shelf.
And the reason you're paying for that insurance is just in case you do get into an accident and you get sued.
Exactly.
It's really
stupid.
That's all you're paying for. Really.
Like, I really feel like there shouldn't, like, why do I have to have insurance?
It'd be one thing for a car that you still own.
Fined or go to jail for not having car insurance. Yeah. I think that's so asinine. Like, if you don't, but I feel like it should be an optional thing. Like, when you get, like, electronics protection plan, when you buy, like, a new TV or whatever, like, here's the warranty for if it shits the bed in the first year, then you're protected. Like, that's great. Right, but I don't need that for my 98 Oldsmobile.
If you want to risk it, it should be your choice.
Exactly. Yep, for sure. And that is my car insurance rant today.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Exactly.
I really resent paying for parking. It's just a fucking space. Why do I have to pay for it?
You're literally paying for ground.
It's not the money. It's not, like, expensive. But the point is, it's just a fucking spot.
Yep. That
my car is just going to sit, and I got to pay for that.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. I will go out of my way to find free parking. We will park 2 miles away. You will walk. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying for parking.
And it's not the money. It's nope. The fucking point.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh. Okay, here's a good one. What movie can you watch over and over without ever getting tired of it?
Ooh.
Predator.
That one was right there. Locked it's always front of the brain for
it,
him.
It's been a while since I've watched it, though, just because it's hard. I have two young kids, and, it seems like we always have something else that we can watch, but, like, it's one of those movies that if someone's, like, seriously, like, oh, let's watch Predator, and I can quote the whole movie.
Once your kids get old enough, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a big deal.
I feel like Asher would like it now.
Probably.
Like, although, I don't know, we tried watching Ernest Scared Stupid, and he was not having it. He was terrified. Like, have you seen it? You've seen it, right, Larry?
No, I have not. I've seen a couple Ernest movies. That's not one of them.
So, one of the opening scenes, Ernest gets stuck in a trash compactor, and Asher was bawling, he's gonna die! Aww. Like, it was, I no. I
he's
like,
very concerned this is about not happening. Death.
Yeah, we've hit we that age.
Be. I mean,
well, yeah.
Exactly.
Instinct.
Right. So what was it? Movie that you could watch and never get tired of? Oh, man. I feel like I could watch and never get tired of...
Twilight.
No, I guess I get pretty tired of those.
It's the great acting.
Right? I guess the first one that pops into my head is Moana. The Disney movie Moana, and I guess I only say that because I have watched that a million times. Mm-hmm. But the music is so good, and it's such a good story because it's not like a princess like love story. It's a very like standalone like female empowerment, but it's also a Disney movie, so my kids can watch it.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson's awesome. Yeah,
exactly. The Rock is awesome in that movie. Like, I would watch that movie by myself.
Okay.
With no kids around.
I have a lot of the movies I could watch without getting tired of. So, I mean, I'll just go with The Big Lebowski. I think everybody kind of knows that's my favorite. I love Rushmore. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a few.
Oh, yeah. I have plenty. Like, Spaceballs is another one I can always watch.
Yeah.
And really, any Mel Brooks films.
Mel Brooks, I mean. Yeah, not Mel Gibson. No.
I will not watch The Passion of the Christ again. Thank you.
That's a rough one.
The flogging scene in that.
I saw that in theater.
Ooh, dude.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Munching up popcorn.
it was a date, actually.
Are you kidding?
That's a date
movie? With who?
It was a date, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get laid. And then we saw it, I'm like, I'm not going to get laid.
No, you're the one who wasn't doing the nailing.
You are the only person I know who would take a woman on a date to go see The Passion of the Christ. I'm not even surprised.
Well, you know.
Okay. I like this question here. And I think it's going to be a fun one. It's, if you could switch two movie characters, what switch would lead to the most inappropriate movie? So if you could take one character from one movie, put them in another movie.
Okay.
Ooh. It'd be so easy to take from a porn flick. Be like Edward Penis Hands, putting him in Edward Scissorhands, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you were to put Freddy Krueger in Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
Or in Edward Penis Hands.
Right.
Oh, hold on.
Freddy Krueger.
That'd be good porn. Hope you like bleeding. Gosh, let's see. I will take. And this is actually harder than I thought.
No.
I feel like the worst way you could go would be like, I'll take Jason from Friday the 13th and put him in, I don't know, like Magic School Bus the movie.
interesting choice. I would take Mr. Freeze from, what is it, Batman Forever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Take Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze, and put him as Jack in Titanic.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
We're going to take the dog from Cujo, and we're going to put him in Lassie.
Lassie, what is it? What? Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Okay, this one made me laugh. What okay. inanimate object would be the most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used?
Oh, a vibrator.
Inanimate object playing loud, upbeat music? A coffin.
It just played the coffin dance.
Plays yakety sax.
Amazing.
I'm going to say Q-tip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right in your ear. Yeah, oh, right in your hole.
Oh, what about like your dryer?
Oh.
Because it's got to go.
It's got rhythm already. It.
Right.
Sounds like you're drying your shoes in it now.
Right?
Oh, man. Let's see. What animal would be? I'll look for another one. Are we done?
I don't know. We can keep going if you want to.
We can do another couple. That's fine. We have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. In the past, people were buried with the items they would need in the afterlife. What would you want buried with you so you could use it in the afterlife?
Oh, that's a good one. Things you'd want buried with you that you could, that way you could take it to the afterlife?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question.
I mean,
hand lotion.
Not for Josh.
Oh, that's right. He goes dry.
Mm-hmm. It's smart sad that the listeners know that.
Right? I know. I told him I buttered mine with the empty lotion thing. You butter it like a cob of corn.
Yep.
No. I would say if I could take one thing with me into the afterlife that is not, I want to have my dachshund with me or an inanimate object. Right off the bat, I would say my bass.
Okay. Nice.
The good one.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, does it count if I say, like, my phone?
Yeah.
I don't think it would work in the afterlife.
Maybe. I mean, you don't know that.
That's true. Okay, so I'd be buried with my phone. I mean, so at the very least, I could watch TikTok for the rest of my...
We have 666G down here, so...
Right. Excellent. Thank you, Satan.
Imagine doing, like, Facebook updates in the afterlife.
Right?
Like, oh, this hurts, or, oh, this is really depressing.
Right? These angels won't shut up. They keep singing.
They keep singing songs.
Don't they know it's 4 o'clock in the morning?
They keep requesting Slayer, and they keep giving me dirty looks.
I thought Jesus would be a better neighbor.
That guy's loud as hell. I have to call the Jesus police on him all the time.
Sounds like there's Jesus constant police. Hammering going on over there. I don't know what's...
He must be doing like a kitchen renovation or something, because... I would do my phone...
That's a good one.
What else? I don't know. I guess I can't really think of anything else. My vibrator. I mean, I don't know what kind of...
Well, you can put your phone on a vibrator. Stuff they have up
there. That's true.
What if they had a vibrator that you never had to put batteries into?
Oh, that is heaven.
Gas powered.
It's like an egg beater.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say my Mac computer.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the It would have to be something I could get multiple uses out of.
Right.
I can only take one. That's why the phone's a really good pick.
Yeah. Larry would be hosting, like, the dopest dance parties.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fucking dance club. And Jesus bringing the coke. Because you know he can get some good coke.
That's right.
You would hope so.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see here. Ooh, here's a good one. What food is delicious but a pain to eat?
Oh. A pain to eat.
Tacos.
Really?
I feel like there's a lot, like, always shit's always falling off the top. Like, it's leaking out onto my hand from the back. Like, I have, you know, I gotta turn my head sideways to get, like, the appropriate, like, mouth.
And then you don't, you know, the thing is, the way the taco is stacked, you don't get, like, a good ratio of toppings.
Exactly. Oh, cool. I just got all shell and lettuce.
It's either all in the beginning or all in the end.
Yep. But see? They're
I still
good.
Love them.
Don't get me wrong.
I still
love
them, though.
I will bend over backwards for a Taco Bell taco or any taco. But, like, there's got to be an easier way. I feel like that's why the burrito was invented. It's because whoever made tacos was like, well, shit, this isn't convenient. And also, if you try to eat a taco while driving,
no,
like that's it's the worst.
That question, I got a follow up question on my own for that. That's a good, because Aaron and I have discussed this as well. Josh,
I'm going to go with a salad. The reason I say that is obviously we all know salads are awesome. They can you can build them up to be quite epic. But to build them up to be quite epic requires a lot of work.
It's true. There's a lot of prep that goes into making a good salad or, like, salad bar.
Yeah, to have, like, a solid salad bar, there's a lot of things you have to cut up and cook and also cut up before you can eat it.
Yeah.
And if you misjudge on the bowl size, now you got to try to mix everything together without throwing it all over the place.
Well, that's the thing is, like, when we do salad nights, I start, like, assembling salad ingredients, like, 2:30 in the afternoon. Because I got to cook the chicken, and I got to boil the eggs, and I got to toast the walnuts, and I got to grab this, and do this, and shred the cheese. And yeah, I know. It's
good.
A lot of steps. They are good.
It's always worth
irreplaceably
it.
Delicious.
Yeah, slicing the apples.
Boy, I'm torn on this one between crab legs and artichokes.
Ooh, yeah. It's a good one.
Artichokes are so delicious, but they are a pain. I'm going to go with artichoke. I actually think crab is easier than artichoke. Because artichoke's got the spines and the hair and the...
Yep. I feel like mango is another one of those that, like, if they're hard to peel, like, what the fuck?
Avocado, you've got 20 seconds where it's good.
Yep.
There's a 20 second window.
Something else that's really good on a salad, by the way.
Now I'm really craving that.
I've never had avocado toast, and I hear that's like this big thing.
I never had avocado until I met Erin. And she got me hooked on them. And we make avocado toast. You make almost like a guacamole. You mash it down and then you spread on the toast. And then we put a fried egg on the top.
Oh,
yeah,
so good.
It does sound good.
The hipsters got that one right. I'm telling you.
Now, it's only when they serve it like on a shovel or whatever.
Yeah,
they have all those like hipster avocado toast on the toe of a boot because they like it's plates are not hip anymore.
No, it's clay pottery now.
Yep,
there's a dustpan.
Yep,
dusted with cinnamon and sugar.
Last question here, and this is my own question. This is the follow-up, because I think this is a good question. Worst food to eat in a car?
Ooh.
Taco.
Let's say worst fast food.
Yeah, it's got to be taco. Because it's a two-hand job. Okay.
Is that your answer as well, Josh?
Yeah, I would agree.
I once watched my father-in-law struggle to eat a foot-long sub from Subway while driving.
No! There's too many. They put so much sauce on those.
I know. It looked like...
Oh, my God.
By the time he got out of the car, it looked like he tried to eat in a wind tunnel.
It's like having anything with shredded lettuce on it, too. Like, shredded lettuce just literally falls all over your face.
I miss when Subway, I don't know if you guys remember this, maybe I'm just old, but I remember when Subway used to do the V-cut into the bread.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The toppings held a lot better then.
Yes, they did.
But for some reason...
We have an update.
We do?
Yes, we do. Ryan just messaged us.
Only 2 hours later.
Literally sat on my couch and nodded off, but I get you all recording without me. I fucked up. Yes, you did, Ryan. Yes.
You did.
Funny how Shame. Only you seem to do these things while the three of us never do.
We're always on time. Even when we record from home.
Why do you bust my balls? Well, because you give us the ammunition to do so.
Right?
That's true.
And those are your questions. So
nice.
That was fun.
Very fun.
That was great. Thank you, Larry.
Yes. Ah, you're welcome.
April.
Yes.
You have something lined up for us?
I do. Let me quick grab it.
Okay. I know.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. What can I say?
Except you're welcome.
Yes.
I got that.
It's good. We're having fun.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't need a Ryan.
Nope. We don't need no
Ryan Herrick.
Okay.
All in all, so. He's just another fucked up man on the floor.
Okay, so I love seeing these when people post them, so I thought it would be a fun game for us to play.
Oh.
Who can guess it first? This is from comedycentral.co.uk.
Ooh.
Guess the film from the bad descriptions.
This is going to be fun.
Okay.
They're quite short. A lot of them I think you'll be able to get, though, but they do make me laugh. All right. So the first one, Kid comes out of the closet. Kid. What super vague description is that a movie for?
Kid comes out of the closet. Are Kelly's trapped in the closet?
No. It is The Chronicles of Narnia.
Okay, now I get a little more sense of how this game is played.
Yes.
And I think I need a couple examples here.
Right. All right, the next one, cultural appropriation in space.
Star Wars.
Nope.
Star Trek?
Cultural appropriation in space.
Oh, God. I'm going to be really bad at this game.
Star Trek?
Nope. Avatar. Blue guys. Avatar.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're appropriating Smurf culture. We know it.
Right. Oh, here's a good one. Depressed office worker joins a cult and destabilizes the government.
The Matrix.
Yes.
Wow.
Ding, nice. Ding, ding. That was good. All right, the next one is man drives in a snowstorm to pick up nerdy son at the library.
What? How many snowstorm movies are there?
That's actually a really good hint.
That is. That's a.
I feel, and it sucks because every time she tells us the answer, it's like, oh fuck.
Of course,
I know. Yes.
The day after tomorrow.
It's the day like after tomorrow.
Yes,
it is. I like that movie. We saw that in theater. I thought that was pretty good.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Priest kidnaps child for cult, and eventual marriage to politician twice his age.
Okay. Okay. I think that this is too literal. It's not an actual priest.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's twice as age. I literally have
interview
no
with
idea.
A vampire.
Priest kidnaps child for cult and eventual marriage to politician twice his age. Star Wars Episode 1.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Yep.
I get it.
Oh, here's a good one. Small town doctor brings three people closer together.
Doc Hollywood.
No.
Twilight.
No. Small town doctor brings three people closer together.
Jesus. How many doctor movies are there?
Dr. Doolittle.
Do we give up?
I have no idea.
Human centipede.
Oh.
God damn.
That's great.
All right. The next one. Unsuspecting boy is seduced by a creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
God, this sounds like Game of Thrones.
Unsuspecting boy is seduced by a creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
I'm going to say this is Return of the Jedi.
No, it's not.
I have literally no idea.
It is Back to the Future.
Oh, Jesus! Yes!
If I may interrupt here, Ryan has finally fucking joined us.
I'm sorry.
Are you recording, sir?
They can't hear him.
Yeah, can't I hear woke him, up right? from a nap on the couch. I fucked up.
Okay. Are you at least
recording by chance?
What's that?
Are you recording?
No. Well, no. I just literally picked up my phone and brushed the sleepy tears from my face. It said, you can join this call. And I'm like, okay. Oh, God. Let me just tell them I love them. I'm a bad human. I fell asleep on my couch.
Except they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Edit point, Larry.
Yeah, we'll edit point this and all.
Okay.
I'll just clip off the main where he actually is here. I can clip mm-hmm. him and put him in just from this audio here. And then maybe at the break, you can join us with recording.
Yes. Are you almost to the break?
Yeah.
After I have a little bit left in my game, and then we'll be ready for a break.
This will be a fun one to edit.
I'll stop right now. I just wanted to pop in and say I'm sorry.
All right, we'll have you for the last segment, though. We're doing a COVID therapy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, right. So April's doing her part, and mine next.
Mm-hmm. It'll be Josh's next.
Josh next. Yep.
Yeah, we've been recording already for like 35 minutes. 40 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
You have the recorder in front of you. You know how long we've been recording.
All right. Well, just text me, or if you shoots want to go out for a smoke during the break.
Give us like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text when we're done.
All right. Let me pop out so I don't mess, and then I'll rejoin during the second half.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
All right, here's the next one. Ooh. Alzheimer's patient takes cruise, throws away children's inheritance.
Titanic.
Yes!
Yes!
The first one. So far.
It's such a surprise when you actually nail it.
Right? Ooh, here's a good one. Animals take a trip from London to New York.
What's the Fievel's? What is that?
Fievel Goes West?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I don't even think that. I think that took place in America. I don't know.
No.
Animals go from London to America. Yep.
Animals take a trip from London to New York.
Jesus. I'm going to be so mad when she tells me what it is.
This is a tough one. This one's a tough one.
No.
Nope.
Jurassic Park.
It is Snakes on a Plane.
No,
here's a good one. cosplay enthusiast beat the crap out of illegal immigrants from another planet?
Oh, boy.
Independence Day.
Nope. Mm. It's a good guess, though.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, you're close.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
That's close. Marvel Avengers.
Yes. Good job. Ooh, here's a good one. Young startup faces severe security issues as a result of a poor IT team.
Independence Day?
Nope.
Oh, God. Man,
can you say that again?
Yep. It is. Young startup faces severe security issues as a result of a poor IT team.
Hackers.
Nope.
Nah, I don't know.
Did you give up?
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
God damn it! I literally just said Jurassic Park.
No. Okay, this next one's super easy. I'd be sad if you didn't get it. Alien comes to Earth for beer and candy. Touches little boy with special finger.
E.T.
Yep. All right. Next one. Family-oriented gentleman gets annoyed with business associates.
Office Space?
Nope.
Family man gets annoyed by office associates.
Mm-hmm.
What about Bob?
Nope. Mm. Family-oriented gentleman gets annoyed with business associates.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Godfather.
Yes!
Good nice! Job. Nice!
I think it's 3-2. Josh is still winning, though.
Yep. All right, I have two more. A boy gets kidnapped from his home and sent to a school for special children.
Harry Potter.
Yes!
Nice!
Well, the Harry Potter Aaron watch is finally rubbing off.
They had a marathon all weekend, and we watched.
Oh, man. When don't they have a marathon?
She watched, and I played Watch Dogs.
Nice. All right, last one.
Oh, this is a tiebreaker.
Yep.
Must be suck. We'll suck.
Small people from Essex work in sweatshop while an old man commits benefit fraud.
Oh.
Small people from small Essex.
Small people from Essex. A small British
Santa
Claus.
Work in a sweatshop while an old man commits benefit fraud.
So not the Santa Claus.
It's not the Santa Claus.
Damn it.
From Smurfs. Essex. That's the part that's throwing me off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those hello, hello, hello movies.
Right.
Dang.
Elf. I don't know.
Elf. Yeah.
Do we give up?
Yeah.
Small people from Essex work in sweatshop while an old man commits benefit fraud. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh!
Got it.
Well, we tied.
Good tie.
Yes, indeed.
Unless April comes up with one on the fly on her own.
Oh, fick.
We can just call
silence.
It a tie. I mean,
no. I think I have one.
All right.
Okay.
Young black man takes a trip and learns about his heritage.
Young black man learns about his heritage. I'm going to go with Star Wars The Force Awakens.
No.
Young Black Panther.
Nope.
Man.
Young black man.
Yep, young black man takes a trip, goes on a journey.
What's that Spider-Man cartoon movie?
Oh, Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, okay.
So do
you give up?
I'm saying that too. No, I give up.
The jerk.
Nice!
That's great. Might as well. Not going to top that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, well, we tied.
Dang.
All right, guys. why don't we go ahead? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to play my game. And I think we're going to have another guest with us. So stay tuned, and we'll see you after the break. Still playing Phil Collins.
Have you had your fill yet?
It's overflowing, actually. Now, guys, I promised you something. Guess who showed up?
Sleepy Ryan.
Sleepy Ryan, my apologies. You ever showed up late to a podcast because you fell asleep on your couch? You're
the only person I know who can
never.
I'm the only. You're the only person I know who can show up late at his own house.
That's true. That's very true.
Literally 15 minutes before we went recorded, you responded to our group message.
I know exactly when I fell asleep.
And as
I literally made sure I set everything up on my computer, and then the next thing that I know, I'm out. And when I wake up, the gifts I got sent from you guys were hilarious. I laughed even though I was mad at myself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck.
How many notifications did you have on your phone?
I think it was like 12.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was all from the messenger. Like, I got one from my girlfriend, but then I also got a swarm from you guys, and I was just literally like, I am such a piece of shit.
Look, as the head muckety muck of Beer City Media, I'm going to have to dock your pay.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Which means I think I owe you $6 somehow. Fucking monkey business of a corporation I'm running.
This conversion rate's not right.
Some fucking business I'm running.
Yeah, I get it.
It happens. So, guys, we're in the second segment of COVID therapy, and I have a game for you guys.
Okay.
Cool.
And this is going to be a fun true or false.
Ooh, okay.
So you guys are going to have to keep track of your own points, because I'm much too lazy to do it myself.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you guys a question. Simple, true or false. And I'll let you guys all say what you're going to say, and then we'll go from there. Are you ready?
We're ready.
True.
Brian, are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I hope so after now. That.
I sure hope so. All right, here we go. Question number one. Abraham Lincoln had no middle name.
I'm going to go with true on that, because
we did an episode on him too.
I know. I'm actually, I would love to do more about him. I love any episodes we do during this era, because it's so much fun and insane to learn about this time period.
If he did have a middle name, I'd imagine it would be like Bocephus. Like Abraham Bocephus. Lincoln.
Ambiguously male or female, like Francis.
Patty.
Abraham Francis Lincoln.
Yeah.
Not like Bo-Cephus. Doug.
Yeah, Abraham Bo-Cephus Lincoln.
Yep.
Abraham Ethus Lincoln. President.
If he's got a name like that, I'm hoping that he's like in the ECW of that time period. Yeah. So he's just like drop an electric bat on somebody or something.
Didn't he have a high-pitched voice too? It'd be like,
yes, he did.
I am Abraham Bosefus Lincoln.
Maybe not that high.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your official answer?
I'm going to say false. I think he does have a middle name.
I'm going to say true. He has no middle name.
The answer is true. He had no middle name.
Really?
Bosefus.
Want it to be.
He wasn't Despacito Lincoln.
Despacito.
He's Spanish. Okay. Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person.
No, we've got Ryan, so it's definitely America.
He makes up all the deficit.
And you do.
I mean, that's like having Michael Jordan on your team.
Right? He's an all-star.
Yeah, 92 Jordan.
A perennial.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's false. Okay,
so this is interesting. So you're saying Germany drinks more beer per person, or is it per country?
Oh, person.
Person.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah, that changes it, because if it's per country, it definitely wouldn't be them. God, I mean, I got to imagine those Eastern Bloc European countries aren't exactly sober.
Right.
Well, they also have... Germany has the big steins, right?
Like they do.
Yes, sir.
And they have a festival just to drink beer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The lucky bastards.
Well, Ryan calls it Tuesday.
Like you didn't expect this was going to happen.
Right?
Fine. I love it. I would say per person.
God.
That true. Because Germany is a big beer country, and America's dude, we drink our beers, but
you drink our beers.
I do.
Yes.
I've been working on this position. I've been trying to sway it to America. Mm. Unfortunately,
you have.
I've put in the work.
You have.
When I drank all those Goose Island beers when we were in Chicago, I was just a test subject. And then my farts proved not to be fun, so I get that.
I'm going to say false.
Literally, I farted today, and it smelled like a breakfast sandwich.
That's different.
Okay.
Just all right, so Ryan says true.
I'm going to say false. I feel like England might have this.
Okay.
Interesting.
Or the Irish.
Why do you say England?
Yeah.
Why do you say England?
They drink a lot of beer there. I mean, like...
like just if, like the English pub is like a big
If you look
thing.
At, like, America defines, like, alcoholism as, like, two drinks a day. And England's like, if you can... If you haven't passed out, you're fine.
Yeah.
They're like, I had two drinks at breakfast, so sorry.
Yeah, like, that's normal.
Yeah.
I cut my cornflakes with Guinness. My bad.
I'm going to say true.
If I'm not mistaken, like, Russia for a long time considered beer like soda. Like, it was considered a soda. Yes. Not even alcohol.
Yep.
True, true, very true. Because they all drink vodka there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
It's true.
All right, so Ryan's true.
Mm-hmm.
Larry's false. And April is false.
I'm true.
She's true. Yeah. Okay. The answer is false. The Czech Republic drinks the most beer.
Eastern European bloc countries, man. They got nothing to live for. Except like beer and sausage. That's it.
Yep.
Usually I get upset when I'm not right, but this makes perfect sense to me. Czech Republic, of course.
Yep.
All right, number three. Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school.
Well, what's your order?
Perfect. You got a nail job. Excuse me. You got to nail Joe Biden.
I'm working. I'm close, but I don't want to reveal it yet.
Okay.
I didn't realize when I posted that on our Facebook group. I should have realized it would turn into a fucking political shit show.
Right,
but
of course.
Wasn't
well,
the point.
No. For me, I love a good impression, and you just nailed Ronald Reagan.
Would you like your eggs over easy?
Yeah, dude, that's perfect.
But the question is, is that Ronald Reagan as a waiter?
Here's
that'd be an oddly specific impression.
Right.
Cream with your coffee.
If you get too specific, it becomes like this amalgamation, and it becomes like bigger than what it should be. It's like if you're skip that. So with Joe Biden,
yeah,
honestly, these are my things, because I'm not going to step on your toes. I think that I'm going to give it to you, because I actually tried to research him a little bit as to do impressions about him. My personal opinion is just talking nonsense words. Like, literally do a Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, you'll be like, that's a bunch of malarkey. Come on, man.
Talk most certainly just, like...
You have to speak in, like, old-timey. Like, that's a bunch of fiddlesticks and Cracker Jacks, man. Come on, man.
Exactly. That, I don't need to give you any pointers. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, for me, that was the thing, was just talk like he's literally your uncle who served in World War II or Vietnam.
Like, it's 1918, and he's hip.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, all right, so back to Ronald Reagan. I'm going to say this is true. He was, right? He was an, isn't that, like, requirement to be an actor? You have to, like waiter or waitress,
right?
At some point, I feel like that's a requirement.
Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna say this one's true.
That he was a waiter, right?
Yeah,
he was a waiter.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with true. Yeah, why not? True. I like the idea that.
That he was a servant at one point?
I would like to think he had, like, yeah, a working man's job at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I like him. Actually, doing research on him, I think he was a great guy. I think he just unfortunately was in the wrong place at the wrong time a few times in his life. So we'll see what Josh has to say.
While it is true that he was a servant at one point, he was not a waiter.
Bummer.
He was a lifeguard.
Shark, get out of the water.
Number four. The kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch.
They should have put him in Baywatch.
Right?
Pamela Anderson's boobs are real. Okay. No. The kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch did not have a toilet.
The what? The Brady Bunch
bathroom? The Brady Bunch's kids' bathroom did not have a toilet. Yeah, true or false?
I mean, like, it's a fucking movie. It's a show. I mean, I would imagine the set wouldn't. Why? That'd be a waste of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I'll say true.
I'll say true.
It is true. They did not have a toilet.
Yeah, it's a sense.
All right. Very easy one here.
Hey,
number five.
Brady Bunch, you got a pooping hole.
Is a pufferfish.
Sorry, my bad.
Hold up, what was that?
Nemo is a pufferfish.
We got a pooping hole that we installed in the back.
Two of you guys are talking at the same time. I can't hear anybody.
I know. Who's the host here, Ryan?
Sorry, my
usually
bad.
Usually you.
Back down. I'll back down. My bad.
Nemo is a pufferfish.
Nemo was a pufferfish. False. False.
Funny, Ryan.
False.
It is false. He's a clownfish.
Yeah. Clownfish, yep.
Oh, boy. Number six. And Larry, you should go last on this.
Okay.
Definitively. Number six. There was no World Series in 1994.
Wait, what? Really? Is that true, Larry? Because you know baseball.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Is it a true or false question?
I'm going to say false. It doesn't make sense. Baseball's why? In 1994, why would there not be? Okay. I'm curious to know why there wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. But in 1994, like, there was no pandemic, there was nothing going on that would make it. It doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know what the outcome of this is.
Okay.
You know, it sounds too weird to me for it to be false. So I'm going to say it's true.
Okay.
April's correct. It is true. There was a labor dispute between the players and the owners. The owners locked out the players, thus ending the World Series and also ending an opportunity for Tony Gwynn, one of the greatest hitters of all time. He was chasing after a batting average of 400. He was at like 393 or 396 or something. And like, no one had batted at over 400 since Ted Williams.
Who else is warmed? Who else's heart was warmed by Larry's baseball knowledge so much?
I was literally just thinking that. Like, man, you're so smart, Larry.
He's like Papa Baseball.
I love baseball, and I think baseball is kind of Americana, and it's like, yeah, it is. It's like, you know, you blanket in a hot cup of cocoa, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the reason why I made you answer last, because I knew you would know that.
Yeah. And I believe that was last year the Expos played in Montreal. No, Montreal had a shot at going to the World Series. So, yeah. There's a whole... That whole... I wish we would have covered that in the EFIS, that whole 1994 season, because there was so much going on in that one year.
Could we do that on Conspiracy Therapy? Maybe as, like, a conspiracy, or is it too...
I mean, you could look into it to see if there was some sort of collusion between the owners and, you know.
So it would be 94 baseball season type thing.
Right.
I'm fascinated by any sort of history when it comes to sports.
Especially when it's, now. If it's in the era of that you lived through, too. You know, you're alive in that era, too. It's kind of like, you know, a little more fun.
Yeah. Like, I personally would love to cover Michael Jordan's career. I just don't know what angle to take.
Well, there is the conspiracy that the reason he left basketball to play baseball was because he was kicked out of basketball for gambling on basketball.
Very true.
Oh, that is a conspiracy. What a twist.
Also, the conspiracy that his father was killed because Michael Jordan had debt. Due to gambling.
Oh,
all right, nice. Future episode.
Yep.
I can't wait now. I'm super excited to talk about Michael Jordan.
I know. I would love to do that as well.
Maybe season four. We'll see.
I'm kind of curious to see how LeBron James does with the reboot of Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
I am too, actually. Because I loved the first Space Jam. I thought it was super fun.
It was a fun movie. Good Lord, what's going on?
The dachshund's running around with a...
Is he got the zoomies?
No, he... Asher had one of those, like, single-serve bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and left the bowl on the ground. So now Riley's dragging it all over the house, running around and being stupid.
Being so happy.
Yeah.
What a dog.
Speaking of happy...
Yes.
True or false, broccoli was once banned... from the White House.
Hmm.
Well, I don't like broccoli. I don't like broccoli. It's healthy, and I want a Big Mac. I want a Big Mac. Melania and I do not like the broccoli.
Does Barack like broccoli? That's the question. It's close to his
name. Definitely. He's married to Michelle. She's all about veggies. Even if he didn't like broccoli, she'd make him eat it anyway.
Broccoli reminds me of Barack Obama. Broccoli Obama is illegal.
I don't like broccoli.
I feel like this is another Nixon. One of those that like is too weird to not be true. So I'm going to say this one's true.
Broccoli was banned from the White House.
I'm going to say true, too. April's on to something.
It's a fucking statement to make. Yeah, I got to go with true.
It is true. In 1990, George H.W. Bush claimed broccoli would no longer be in the White House.
That is not one president I would have picked that didn't like broccoli. No. Like, he looks like a healthy eater. He kept himself in good shape to the end.
He also, to be real, like, he lived really long. Like, he was in his early 90s when he finally died.
Yeah.
I will say this. His son, George Bush Jr., when his eulogy, dude, that shit made me fucking tear up hard. When he's talking about his dad.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And it's the same thing with Biden, man. I watched a video today where Biden was talking to John McCain's daughter to trying to reassure her on The View about her dad's brain cancer. And it's like, man,
that's why you can't fake being a nice guy. You just can't do it. Either you're a nice guy or you're not. And like Joe Biden, he's a nice guy. George.
I keep coming back to that video that's been circulating of Joe Biden was talking to victims of the Parkland shooting, and it was the guy. I think he was like a gym teacher or like a phys ed guy, yeah. And he tried to stop the shooter, and he got shot, and he's consoling the family, and he, you know, offers his condolences to the wife, and then the special needs son comes and runs out and says, I'm his son, and he hugs him and kisses him and says, are you all right? And he shakes his head no, and it, like, oh my god, it's so...
He's a really nice guy, and I will say this, I completely believe that at some point a filmmaker, and my girlfriend was telling me you should write this because I have this idea, his relationship, his friendship with John McCain as such a super like far right and far left relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that's
amazing. Well, I don't know if they were that far apart. They seem both like centrists. But
they were best friends though, man. Like their story is, it's insane. And John McCain lost his first wife. His two kids were battered to shit by a car accident.
I actually was just... I will admit that I was actually torn between Obama and McCain when it came to time for me to vote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love just was. John McCain.
Sarah Palin, I was like, what the fuck? But, like, I'm like, man, that's a hard pick.
War McCain hero. Is
such a solid dude, and he had the proof, and, you know, like, you had his years of work that you'd, like, this guy is can't do us any wrong.
And John McCain's best friend was Joe Biden.
Yep.
For sure. Like, if you look into it, you read the book that Joe Biden wrote, if you listen to his daughter on The View.
Oh, she loves him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I follow her on Twitter. She's a really smart and has a lot of insight. She's not afraid to speak her mind, too.
You know, speaking of smart people, Japan has square watermelons.
I've seen pictures, so I gotta say it's true. Maybe it's not Japan, but I've seen the pictures.
I feel like Japan is a weird enough place. Like, if they have panty vending machines, I would assume they have square watermelons. Like,
should we make a square? Have you ever seen a square watermelon? Well, maybe we should just make them. Like, okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with true on this as well.
It is true! Yeah. Porcupines can float.
Wait, what? Is that the new... Are you asking us whether this is true or false?
The next true or false. Yeah.
Oh.
Porcupine can float. Whoever tested that theory got lucky. Because it could have gone badly. If this is false. It'd be like the Salem witch trials of porcupines.
I mean...
I would think the quills are hollow, so I'm going to say true.
Well, I know one thing is it was constantly thought that porcupines shoot their quills out when I was a kid, and then as I got older, it's not true.
Like it's like a fucking a rocket launcher or something.
Right. They don't do that. You have to get close enough, and then they'll literally just like rub off a quill on you.
They come out really easy is what it is.
Sonic the Hedgehog taught us that.
Is that where you learn all your zoology? Video games?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on Sega Genesis.
Everything I know about birds comes from Flappy Bird.
So Larry's saying true, they can float. What about you, dear?
I mean, I feel like don't all mammals float because, like, there's you have air inside their lungs and they have true. Like fat, and fat is buoyant. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say false. They sink. Wow. They sink like rocks.
What about you?
Needles are too heavy.
What about you, Ryan?
I'm gonna say true.
The answer is true. They can float. For all the reasons that you listed, that's why I'm surprised you went false.
Yeah, I don't know. I took a hard left somewhere in my brain.
You know.
All right, so think about balls, guys.
I always do.
So do I.
There are 100 dimples
April,
on a golf ball.
April, I have a question for you. I'm yes. curious. Mm-hmm. So, as somebody who appreciates dick
yes.
as a woman...
Mark that.
Mm-hmm. Are... When you... So I've been with a lot of women, and I've definitely seen a lot of porn that goes down on the balls. Mm-hmm. Is are balls weird for a female, or is it just like whatever?
All right.
I mean, it's not any weirder than like the dick. Like it's sort of right. part of the package. It's weird to think about, but like that being said, I can't imagine having any sort of like external genitalia. Like it's something like hanging there. It seems like it would be weird to me. I'm certainly not like, I don't look at a pair of balls and go like, yeah, fuck yeah, those balls got me real wet.
Well, here's the question. Would you, like, if they weren't there, I think the experience would be better.
Uh-oh. I mean... Yeah, I feel you know like I mean? There it's would be... Like,
it's extra always, shit there, just hanging yeah. around. That you well, don't do like, anything with. That
ball smell. I feel like a lot of like the smell comes from the balls.
Balls are it the does. First thing to go ripe, for sure.
Yeah, and like, yeah... If it was just dick, I mean, it's not like I don't do a whole lot of like maneuvering with the balls.
No, you actually have to be careful. It's like right. it's like wet paint. Like you can't.
Yeah, I feel like it. the only thing that's appropriate to do with balls is like roll them around in your hand like they're a pair of dice.
And that's not even
which like hurts.
It doesn't even feel good.
No, and that's what, like, I don't know what to do with them. I don't have them. I don't know, like...
You just move them out of the way. That's all you like, can do.
Do I give, like, a tug? Do I, like, put one in my mouth? Then
no,
I feel
no,
like I'm...
No,
trying, no. That makes me feel like I'm trying to eat a hard-boiled egg whole. That's weird. Right.
Girl, you ain't right.
No, I could survive without balls.
Yeah.
They're easily the weakest and most unattractive part of a man.
Yeah, it's like, it is. Who plucked this chicken?
It's weird. Yes. I get it.
Okay.
Vaginas but speaking don't look of... that great either, to be no. completely honest.
No.
It kind of looks like somebody just, like, took a knife to a bunch of roast beef.
You know what it looks like? It looks like
a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
It looks like someone melted a penis.
Yeah, exactly.
And like if it was a
but
penis,
it'll still go down on it.
The candle mm-hmm. and it just melted, and there you go.
Yep.
I will say this: vaginas and balls. God, what were you thinking?
Yep,
that's true. Now there are 100 dimples on a golf ball. True or false?
100
dimples.
Dimples on a golf ball. 100.
I'm gonna say true.
I'm gonna say false. I think there's more.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's false. There's like 12 extra. Or minus 12 or something weird like that. Like
okay, well, I'm gonna change this. So I'm gonna say approximately
true. You approximately. I'm gonna go true.
That I'm would, still gonna say false.
Well, I already said true. So gosh, let us know. I see it your is hairy arm.
False. Per the Department of Physics at the University of Illinois, there are between 300 and 500 dimples.
Wow. That's, wow.
That seems like crazy. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Now I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to grab a golf ball in my golf bag and count them.
All right.
Girl you're power. Gonna scream at your balls and be like, you're ugly.
No, I'm going to actually replace my balls with golf balls.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got some girl power here.
I'm going to replace them with four of them, so when Aaron looks at him, she can go, four?
You answered that better than anybody I know, sir. That's why you're on this podcast. That's why I love you. All right, Josh,
I'm on this podcast because I have all the equipment. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
that's true. That too.
All I have is a laptop. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic.
Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic when?
Before becoming queen, she was a mechanic. True or false?
Ooh. God, the inner feminist in me wants to say true.
False.
I'm going to say false. No, I'm going to say true. It's too weird. It has to be true.
The answer is true. She was a mechanic.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. This one's interesting.
Okay.
In some states...
Wait. The Queen of England was a mechanic
before she was queen. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm, that is.
It's cool. It makes her so much cooler.
It does.
I love that.
I've never heard anybody speak ill of the queen.
Except for the episode did where we spoke ill of the queen.
I've talked shit because they're like the ultimate welfare queens and kings, you know? Like, they just... They don't serve a purpose, really, other than, you know what I mean? Like, the prime minister makes all the, you know, decisions and whatnot. So they just basically collect government money for doing nothing. So I've made fun of that. But as people, they actually seem like really decent people. I mean, the fuck is going on?
April?
She picked up Riley.
Oh, my God. That was, like, frightening.
Riley doesn't like that. April.
Okay, next question. In some states, it is illegal to eat specific foods while walking backwards.
Okay, so this is true.
This is one of those weird blue laws.
I'm going to say true because there's probably some weird Rhode Island law that's like, don't eat lollipops while doing backflips.
You can't eat.
This is true.
Yeah, you can't eat a hot dog while walking backwards. Looks like you're sucking a dick. True.
It is true.
It's completely okay to suck a dick, by the way.
Yes, but eating a hot dog while walking backwards, fuck yourself.
No.
Unless it is true.
Unless it's got spicy brown mustard on it, then you're okay. Yum.
You may not eat donuts and walk backwards in Marion, Ohio. You may not eat peanuts and walk backwards during a concert in Green, New York. And you may not walk backwards while eating a hamburger in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Hold up, we're the police. Should we stop this rape? No, that man's eating peanuts while walking backwards at a concert. We must arrest him.
What is this malarkey?
Should we help Mario? This man? This old man is being beaten to death. No, there's a woman eating a donut while walking backwards. Crime is being committed and we must stop it.
Stop it, Watson. Of course, we're consumed in the fury of this case.
We have solved the case of the backwards walking, concert listening, peanut eating motherfucker.
We cannot stop them. Oh, fuck,
we will have to infiltrate the gang of backwards walking, peanut eating...
Don't do that. All right, next question. Mario of Super Mario Brothers fame was once as a carpenter.
Hello. Okay. My vocal processor went out. I had to quickly change chords there, so sorry I dropped out.
Jeez.
No, you're fine, dude.
Yeah, the batteries died on the thing.
So Mario was once a carpenter.
It's me, the father of a Christ. I'm a Jesus' stepdad. dad. I built the cross and they nailed him up on you.
It's a me. I have a reason.
It's a me.
Nice.
I can tell you know for a fact that Mary wasn't a virgin yet.
I stuck a mushroom deep into a Mary. Oops.
I come all over her breasts.
Josh, it's your turn.
I asked the question.
No, I'm saying it's your turn for the Mario impression. You got to throw in your Yoshi.
Yeah, where's Yoshi? Yeah.
We got to have it. We have to have it. It's the only way we know how to end that.
It's true.
Just keep going for days.
Jesus, he had a pet lizard. His name was a Yoshi.
So the question is, was he a carpenter or not?
No.
True.
Yeah,
I'll say true. I'll throw it out there.
I'll say true. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's true.
Yeah,
he was first introduced as a carpenter in the video game Donkey Kong.
Who built those barrels? I mean, come on.
True. That is very true.
I'm gonna spit beer all over myself
because you're it's true. Yeah,
because it's me. I have to paint my keyboard in beer. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why your keyboard's sticky. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll do it. We'll do a few more here. Twinkies yep. originally had banana filling.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
True or false?
False.
Yeah, I'm going to go with false.
Yeah, false.
You're all wrong. It's true.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Whatever, does. Lando. I hear him barking. Is it Lando that barks or is it...
That's mostly Riley.
You hold on a second. I got to let my dog out. I'll be back in a minute.
Mark it.
Let me mark.
Mark, this as an edit point. Blah, blah, blah. Bah, bah, bah.
Is that Riley freaking out?
That's Riley.
April is like top three on me down. I'm surprised. He's a douchebag. And that motherfucker pees on me when I see him.
Jeez. Hey. Settle down.
Such a dink.
You're okay.
Ooh, Jurassic Park Dominion wraps production.
Oh, cool. That's good for.
Mm-hmm.
Say this. Fuck dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I just want to be a turkey sandwich. Whatever you do, make sure you mark it to not delete everything that happened while you were gone.
All right.
Ryan was singing about being a dinosaur.
Really? Okay. I love that Furbo. It lets me know when Chewie's walking around in the living room.
Oh.
And he only does that when he's got to pee at night.
Mom!
Well, that was interesting. Ryan finally woke up.
We're going to find out he fell asleep again.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
He sat down on the toilet and just passed right out. The
fuck out.
Well, we'll just go while he's gone. It's fine. All right. United States postage stamps may only honor people who are dead.
True.
Really?
Saying true or false?
I mean, I assume so, because it's Larry.
Well, I wouldn't assume he's right, because he is wrong. It's false. In 2011, this rule was overturned.
Really?
Oh.
Why don't I know, remember that? It was up to two. Okay, so, I mean, you can understand why I got that one wrong.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
No, I should have gotten that one right.
You should have. Shame. Alabama is the state printed on a Jack Daniels label.
Wait, Alabama's the state printed on a Tennessee whiskey bottle? No, that's false.
Yeah, I'd say that's false.
It is false. It's Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Elvis Presley had a twin brother.
Melvis,
true.
I believe his name
Melvis?
Melvis, yes.
Pelvis.
Pelvis was too Presley. Obvious, that's why I went with Melvis.
Right.
Pelvis, a little too on the nose. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, true.
It is true. He had a twin brother who died at birth.
Oh.
Poor Melvis.
Yeah, rest in peace, Melvis. All right.
This is in Elvis. This is a little old school.
Okay.
The name of the dog on a box of Cracker Jacks is Spot.
God, I feel like I've heard this before. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. The dog's name was Bingo.
Okay.
Elvis's brother, by the way, his identical twin brother, was named Jesse.
No, it's lame. Should have been Elvis.
Jesse Presley. Yeah, he wasn't. He was gonna be. Nope. He was gonna be a carpenter or something.
That was dead on arrival.
Oh God! Dead baby jokes.
Lord,
red
here.
Red M&Ms disappeared for a decade.
Red dye number five? Could be.
Ooh, could be.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false as well.
What's that?
I said I'm going to say false as well.
It's a good pick.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
It is true. They were banned in 1976 over concerns about red dye and returning to the scene in the late 80s.
So... Yes. I wouldn't know that 1976 was the year I was born. Old man. Mm-hmm. Old man alert.
You are an old man.
And so
just a couple left.
So they didn't... Wait, it wasn't until it was 10?
Yeah, apparently. All right. Just a couple left here. Barack Obama's favorite app is Candy Crush Saga.
No. False. False. There's got.
I'm going to say his favorite... app is Spotify.
My favorite game is Ones I Can Chop.
Oh my god, so the chopping ninja. Hands.
So it's Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's false. I would like to think he likes a more like
trivia crack.
Yeah, like a more word games or something like that. Yeah.
It is true that he likes games that are more wordy because his favorite app is Scrabble.
Okay. I knew it. Yeah. It's my man.
Wow.
I mean, let's admit, he was a nerd.
Yeah, big time.
All right, last two. Johnny Depp is afraid of spiders.
I'm afraid of spiders, so I'll say true. Because I'm as handsome as Johnny Depp.
That is absolutely true.
Spiders are the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll say true.
I'll say true.
You guys are all wrong. He's afraid of clowns.
Oh.
Commitment.
He's afraid
of Winona Ryder.
He's afraid of death.
Amber Heard. He's afraid of Amber Heard.
Yeah, right? I would be too.
Yeah.
He's afraid of people shitting on his bed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Speaking of conspiracies, man.
All right, my last question.
Oh, all right.
It's illegal in Georgia to eat fried chicken with a knife and fork.
Dude. It should be if it isn't.
True.
That's
famous. That one's too weird to be false.
Georgia, it's like a southern, it's where fried chicken, I'm going to say false. That's like, you're talking the south, true. That's fried chicken central.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ryan?
I just said true.
Okay. It is true.
Fuck you, Georgia.
Georgia law says you can only eat fried chicken with your bare hands. Nice.
Fuck you, Georgia.
You don't know what you want.
That's what. Okay, look.
I ain't gonna eat a corn on the cob with a spoon.
I'm just saying, like, for less government, like, how, the government controlling how you eat fried chicken makes. What the fuck ever? It's all done.
God.
It doesn't make any sense to any of us. And Georgia, you need to finish your counting of votes, apparently.
Well,
yes.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
So
I think it's 10 days. 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
10 days to count the votes. And then depends on state.
Just to recount them all over again.
They're going to recount them over, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
You know that person who's working there now is like, you motherfuckers. All right. Well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for like doing some
showing work up
for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's me. Show up late and be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Are you feeling rested? Because I'm feeling rested.
I feel like I could run a marathon.
Actually,
do you guys like
my gummies just starting to kick in?
You guys like my wit and charm? I might have shown up super late, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we only took time out of our day because you said you'd be here, but whatever.
Oh, shit.
Full disclosure, the three of you make me laugh harder than anything does, so I'm grateful for the fact that we actually got to do an episode.
He's trying to sweep this all under the rug by complimenting us.
Mm-hmm.
I see how he works.
It's working.
Look at that smile, too. He knows. Working. I know he knows.
Yep.
I know that he knows.
I'm a heartless bastard. It doesn't work on me.
Oh, Josh, thank you for hosting.
No problem. Someone's got to do it.
Yep.
Because I was on time.
Yeah, that's why. He was here. First come, first serve, as far as hosting is concerned here. That's how we're going to do it from now on.
Maybe,
maybe Ryan will show up now.
Next time it might be Lando. Because he'll be here on time.
Bark, bark, bark.
All right. Well, guys, it's been cool. It's been fun. But hey, if you guys could do us a solid and you want to hear more of us, you could always check out our Patreon,
exactly,
which is patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast, where you can, at the $5 level, you can listen to the list. You can listen to another show, get four more podcasts. And sometimes we throw an extra one in there because we're feeling grateful for you guys who give us money. So it's worth it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Well, it's funny, Josh, you're mentioning this, but I mentioned one of the most recent shows, and somebody was literally like, I love your Patreon shows. So, yeah. Honestly, we put a lot out there, and it's us on
off the cuff usually.
Mm-hmm.
The cuff, yes, for sure.
Yeah, or off the couch after a 2-hour nap.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to do that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we're gonna close this bad bear out.
If you don't have money, just tell other people to listen.
Yeah, or you can always go to iTunes and rate us. That always helps.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've had a review, so if you haven't done it yet, guys, if you do a 5-star review, we will read it on the show.
It's true.
Yes, with funky music in the background.
Yeah, you always can look forward to those funky fun beats that Larry provides. So, well, I think it's time to go because I'm literally about to fall asleep in my chair. Does anybody have anything else they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
I love you guys. I'm sorry I took a nap.
It's okay. Let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let it slide. I won't, but they will.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but that's you and Larry both. Like April's like, I get it. You're tired. It's fine. No, meanwhile, Josh and Larry are like,
I grew up with a father who being on time was it, man. That was like, that's your word. That's your fucking bond. That's tell someone you're showing up somewhere at a certain time. You do it, or else you lose credibility as a human being.
I get it. I get being like so tired that you fall asleep sitting up. And you know what? I would probably do it too if I didn't value my friends.
Yes! Okay. I value you.
The setup was fucking amazing on that joke. Holy shit.
No, it happens. It's fine.
Does anybody smell
we
that?
We love you anyway.
I smell freshly roasted Ryan.
It smells like lavender and cashews.
Nah, it smells like a handful of pepperonis and beer.
Oh,
yep, that's good. The one.
Don't be sad. And if you guys want to hear upbeat Ryan, you can check us out next week on another episode of Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Later.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.